FM's Morning Focus.
Brought to you by Shannon Heritage. Our King John's Castle Visitor Centre brings to life over 800 years of local history. Shannon Heritage, bringing our history closer to you.
You're very welcome back to the programme. Now, my next guests are part of a group which is organising an open day in Ennis, an open day which relates to the importance of being safe on our roads, and in particular, being safe on our roads when you're on a motorbike. They're both members of the Munster Riders. The chairman is John McDonnell, and the co-founder, Declan McAvoy, is from Quinn. Declan and John, good morning to you both.
Morning, Gavin.
Thanks very much for joining us this morning. John, we'll start off with yourself. You're here with us in studio, the facilitator of the group. Tell me about the Munster Riders.
Well, Munster Riders was founded in 2010. It's one of two groups in Ireland that are affiliated to a UK charity called ROSPA. ROSPA stands for the Royal Society for the Prevention of Accidents. And ROSPA gets involved in all walks of life, industrial, commercial, etc. But motoring is a big thing with them, obviously, because road accidents are a big issue for everybody. So Munster Riders was founded as one of two groups in Ireland affiliated to ROSPA, but there are over 60 such groups in the UK who are bringing advanced training in car driving and motorcycle riding to their members.
So it was founded a few years ago, 2010. Yep. Why? What prompted this?
It grew out of a group initially in Dublin who were setting up the other Irish group, and there were two guys from Munster. There was Declan from Quinn and Owen Stevenson from Limerick, who were at that inaugural meeting, and they felt it would be a really good idea to have an organisation like this in Munster as well, where they were both living. And I suppose everybody knows that the proportion of fatalities in motorcycle accidents is much, much higher than it is for any other road users. Mm-hmm. And motorcyclists are obviously in the front line and in the firing line. And Declan and Owen felt, along with other experienced motorcyclists in Clare and Limerick in the Midwest, that there's a real need for this kind of education in the area.
So to bring yourself in there, Declan, you're educating motorcyclists, is that it?
Well, we are, Gavin, yeah, absolutely, because I suppose, as John said, there was a real need for it there. If you take somebody like myself, I did my motorcycling driving test over 30 years ago, and I haven't had an ounce of training in between. And, you know, I suppose really the driving test itself is at a relatively rudimentary standard, enough to make sure that you can be somewhat safe on the road, you know. But we definitely felt that there was a need to go a little bit beyond, and the engagement with ROSPA was something that was, good to make that happen.
Is it, how dangerous do you find it on a bike? On a motorbike, obviously.
Well, in my own situation, I would ride probably in excess of 15,000 miles a year. And it can be very dangerous. You have to be so much more tuned in than maybe what you might be if you are driving a car. For example, even a week or two ago, I was looking at a young person riding a scooter along the road on the dual carriageway going into Limerick. And their road position was in such a way that they were riding literally just, inside the yellow line on the left-hand side of the road. Mm. Lots of trucks trying to squeeze by that particular person. And, really road position for us is so important. You need to take up the center of your lane and, take ownership of the road, as it were. If you ride in on the left-hand side of the road, cars and trucks and everything will try to take that gap on your right-hand side, So simple little things like that, I suppose really what we were trying to promote in a big way, because a lot of people getting into motorcycling nowadays tend to be in their kind of late 40s and mid-50s, and we're just trying to get across to them, I suppose, your attitude to yourself, really, and your attitude probably to your families in the event that, if you became a casualty, and of course your attitude to other road users and how you can, just make a check on all of those attitudes. And, after that, really, it's basically a matter of just trying to, I suppose, hone in some basic principles to keep you safe on the road.
And John, do you feel safer on the roads by virtue of being involved and learning from this group?
Well, I'm one of those people that Declan mentioned there. I came back to motorcycling in my mid-50s after a 35-year absence. And I went through the normal training with a very good training school here in Ennis. And after that, then I joined the advanced riders group on Munster Riders. And I've been with them for 4 years now. And for me, it has just made my motorcycling so much safer and so much more enjoyable, because I go out on the road, and now I know what I'm doing and I know what the dangers are. And as Declan said, the basic driving test is a basic driving test, but the advanced riding and the training that I've done with Munster riders has just been fantastic. I would highly recommend it to anybody, either be a novice or experienced rider.
And I know you got an open day coming up in a few weeks' time, and we will give you a chance to tell our listeners about that. Yep. Why do you do it? And there are inherent risks in this.
Absolutely.
You know, and you're both very well aware of them.
So, yeah, absolutely.
So why do it at all?
Because it's just such a fantastic way to travel. If you're a motorcyclist or a would-be motorcyclist, there is no better way to travel around Ireland or to travel around the world. Declan has been all around Eastern Europe on his bike. I'm hoping to go to France in a couple of weeks, and there is just no better way to see the world, and it's a fantastic way of life. But you've got to take account of the risks, and you've got to be able to manage those risks.
The same question to yourself, Declan. Have you a similar attraction to motorcycling?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I echo everything that John has said there. I got into it as an 18-year-old, and I suppose got out of it then for a good 20 years, getting back into it then maybe about 10 years ago. And, you know, I've done a lot of travel in Europe, and we have five children. All five have been to the four corners of Europe. So, of course, with that in mind, you're kind of very conscious, you know, that, look, am I doing the best I can here by my child on the back of the bike? Am I doing the best I can by my family? And those are the kind of things that are going through your mind, you know. And that's kind of really the reason I think that, you know, we tend to try and do this particular test that's set out by the RoSPA organisation. And in fact, the test itself really is the highest level possible for a civilian to achieve within the British Isles. The police riders go on to do a slightly higher standard, but really what we're looking for is to train people towards police rider standard. Basically, really to sharpen their wits in every which way on the road, you know.
Okay, so they make as safe as is possible. You're holding
absolutely, yeah, you know. And with that particular test, you know, there are three gradings possible. There's what's called gold and silver and bronze. And gold really means that you are at a point whereby you are riding flawlessly. And you are tested by a senior examiner here in Ireland who would be an ex-Garda trainer. And, you know, there's a lot of benefits to having that particular gold, because many of our members have it. And even for insurance purposes, for motorcyclists to get insurance, they can benefit from 10 to 20, 25% discount for having that gold qualification.
Okay, so it pays you to do it. So you're holding up a handbook there a second ago as well.
Yeah, this is the Motorcycle Roadcraft book. It's the Police Riders Handbook, and it's issued by the Police Federation of the UK. And it's the same basic standard, as Declan said, that's used to train the Garda riders here and any other emergency services, paramedics or fire services.
And that's just regulations for people on motorbikes?
Absolutely.
It.
It's the police.
It's a good hefty.
This is the Police Riders Handbook. It has over 260 pages, and it has 12 chapters. And there are chapters to deal with everything: observation, machine handling, slow riding, motorway riding, bad weather, night driving, all that kind of stuff. It's all covered in there.
How, in general terms, do you find, and I'm just curious about this, the behaviour of car drivers towards motorcyclists?
I think it depends very much on the behaviour and the attitude of the motorcyclist. A well-trained, well-experienced motorcyclist will know exactly how to manage his environment or her environment. And if they treat car drivers with respect, car drivers treat them with respect.
It's an interesting take on it, Declan, to focus on the behaviour of yourselves, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's amazing even just to hear John talking here, because we're so much on the same page with all of this here as a result of the common training we've both done, you know. And as John said, you know, even in the situation whereby if you are maybe four or five motorcycles out for a Sunday afternoon run, and you're trying to pass out a car, you know, typically what the first guy is going to do, if he has done the advanced training, is when he overtakes the first car, with his left hand, he will acknowledge that car if the car has made any effort to help him through. And the fact that he has acknowledged the car means the car driver will, if you like, go out of the way to further help getting the next three or four fellows passed.
Yeah.
So it's just a common courtesy kind of thing, which is all forms part of this advanced training.
We're all humans. We're all going the same place.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's the main thing. Now, the training you described in some detail, Declan, is it difficult? Is it intensive?
Well, I suppose the prerequisite really to do any of the training is that you must have a full license in the first place to join Munster Riders. And I suppose a willingness to learn, you know. And as John was saying there, that book that he has in front of him there, there are about 12 chapters in it. John mentioned some of the things like information, observation, anticipation, cornering, slow speed manoeuvring, all that kind of thing. So the fact that there's 12 chapters in it, we tend to take a section a month, and we have one training day, normally on about the second Sunday of each month, and we bite off one chapter at a time, so we can get through the entire book, I suppose, in the space of one calendar year. So, for example, I think the last training session was possibly about 3 weeks ago, an information session there on observation and anticipation. Mm. And typically that training day would be where maybe 10 or 15 guys and girls would meet up, maybe at 11 o'clock in the morning. There would be maybe a 30-minute briefing about what we're trying to achieve, then maybe followed by an hour's riding, maybe a bit of a debrief, and possibly another half hour again on the road, and you're done and dusted by 2 o'clock in the day. And most people seem to be very grateful for, you know, you can see when they go home at the end of the day, they say, thanks very much, look, I got a lot out of today, and hopefully I'll be able to put that into practice from here on out, you know.
Good stuff. You also now, aside from all of that, are organising an open day in Ennis, which will be taking place towards the end of June, the 25th of that month.
That's right, yeah. This is an annual event now that we started just with last year, and it's to kind of bring our message to the public and show people what it is that we do. And of course, it's to offer membership then to anybody that's interested as well, once they see what it is that we're about.
And is there much of a response? Well, obviously, you're hoping for more of a response in a few weeks' time.
Yes, yeah. Well, last year was the first year that we did this open day, and we got 10 or 12 new members out of it. So we're really pleased with that, because our total membership now is running at about 30 this year, and it would be up from the low 20s.
Okay.
Obviously, there's always people moving on and changing around and all that. But yeah, it's great, and it keeps new blood coming into the group then as well. And I mean, our aim is to spread the message of safe motorcycling, and safe and enjoyable motorcycling. And the open day, our very, very capable PRO, Hazel O'Gorman, has put huge amount of work into this now. And Hazel's working really hard to get everything going for the 25th of June.
Good stuff. And Declan, you know, you're promoting safety. I hope you're making a difference as well.
Well, I suppose, Gavin, we'd like to certainly think so, you know. It can be something that's hard to measure, really, you know, but I think probably the proof of it is, you know, if you are involved in, you know, maybe a training event or even a pleasure run, which we normally have on the fourth Sunday of the month, you can really see from the guys and girls on the road how they are, you know, riding with great responsibility and great care. You can actually see it. It's poetry in motion, nearly.
Good stuff. Well, as I say, the event takes place on the 25th of June. Just finally then, John, if people are interested, if they want to go along, what do you want them to do?
If they keep an eye on our website, munsterriders.ie, and we've also got a Facebook page, Rospa Munster Riders. So Facebook or web, you can keep an eye, and we have postings up there on all our events and future events and past events. So take a look. It's well worth it. You might see something that you're interested in there.
Indeed. The very best of luck to you and to one and all of the Munster Riders, John McDonald and Declan McAvoy. Thanks for joining us in the programme.
Thanks very much, Gavin.
Thanks, Gavin.
Clare FM's Morning Focus with Gavin Grace.